At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of
Good Influences.
Mike is sick.
Well, you're sick. My voice probably sounds a little bit congested, but
yeah, you sound sick.
My body's feeling better.
What you got?
My body.
I think it's just from drinking
Influenza
and not
a.
sleeping.
Influenza. Text TJ and tell him you have allergies.
Yeah.
Wait, why?
No, he'll believe that Mike's sick.
Well, I don't think I'm like sick. I think I'm what I call it is run down. If I go out maybe too many days in a row, or just like drink a little too much and don't get good sleep and work a lot, my body just goes, we need to take a break. And then this happens like every couple months.
I told you, Aaron,
every couple months.
If I do this, yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, in my advanced age,
geriatric.
I told this to Aaron already, but I guess this has to do with the theme of the good and bad parts of being an adult, but Nolan and I split a bottle of wine, like,
ooh, a couple weekends risky
ago. at a restaurant.
And that's the whole story. Just telling you guys,
natural wine also.
Yeah, it was like natty wine. It's good.
The dirt at the bottom.
Oh, come on, it's not dirt.
Gross.
Natural wine is delicious.
It is.
Give me some barefoot, whatever they call it. I'm kidding. Yeah,
that was barefoot.
The box wine from Trader Joe's is good. Anyway,
it's what you're saying. Sorry,
it's okay. Oh. So we split like a bottle of wine, and it was about like, I'd say probably had like a little bit over two glasses, right? Not that crazy. Probably two and a half. Threw up that night, huh?
From the wine.
I guess.
What'd you eat?
Not much.
Oh.
So, probably that.
Did you take the pregnancy test I told you to take?
I got my period already.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I didn't even think I was pregnant. I was just like, I just kept feeling like sick.
Did you get Cosby'd?
Maybe.
Are you? No, you were at home. Sorry, I thought you said you were at the restaurant.
Yeah, Nolan Cosby'd her.
No, because if you're at a restaurant,
that's what
like,
I thought he meant.
I went to a restaurant once, and me and like three people, we just got waters. And I'm convinced that they didn't really rinse the glasses out well enough.
Ew.
And there was some roofie or something left over from the person
roofies
before.
Left over?
Because it was the two people that got beers were like, fine. And then me and it was like Jess. And we were like, I feel so strange after drinking that water. I feel like I'm on acid or something. And like everything was just kind of like being wubba wubba. And I like couldn't. And she was also saying like, I feel very strange. And I was like, we really only just had water. And
there was something in the water.
Do you know if it was alkaline water?
I don't know.
Oh, alkaline water makes me feel weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah. And also my ex, he was on a certain medication and he didn't realize when you drink alkaline water, it made him feel drunk. Because of the medication and the alkaline water. Because he had some like at a writing session or something, and he was like, I literally can't even drive home right now because I feel like I'm drunk and I don't know why.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's weird.
How long have you felt like this for?
Felt like this?
Yeah.
Since Monday. Mm.
Have you been tested?
For what?
Herpes.
No.
Well, it's going back around, all I'm saying.
COVID?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is not
my
COVID.
Brother has
Everyone's
it.
Just sick right now.
Yeah.
I know COVID. I could feel it.
You have influenza A.
I was too busy influencing to get COVID.
Influencer A.
Influencing.
You were just somewhere else, right? I feel like you're gone every weekend.
Yeah, I was on the East Coast.
What were you doing there?
Just there.
Hanging out?
Yeah, a little 10-day trip.
10 days?
10 days?
Yeah.
That's an excursion.
What'd you do?
okay, Mr. World Travels.
You were in Vegas yesterday.
I'm never in the same place.
Well, TJ's parents live there, so.
Oh, okay, right.
It's my home. I went to my home.
Absolutely. Yeah. Go home.
Oh, you went back to the...
Cape?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's this?
Yeah, I was like...
A canal.
Yeah, I went there, and I was just chilling. Straight chilled.
Read like a villain.
Read some books. Six of them.
You ever just jump in that water in front?
No, that you would die.
You would die? Because yeah, the current
water
is so strong.
Oh, good thing you told me. I would have just jumped right in if I was there.
You would have.
All right.
Okay,
well,
so we're talking
watching
about
the Olympics?
Yeah, love
it. Wow.
I have this really toxic thought that if I did the gymnastics, like, I could do it. Like, I know I couldn't. But watching it, I'm like, I feel like I could do it.
They do make it look so easy.
And I'm not talking about flips and stuff. I'm talking about the thing on the bar where they're, like, flipping around and stuff.
Oh, like a pommel horse?
Yes, yes.
Well, women don't do pommel horses. Only men do.
Oh, well. I guess that's true.
You guys just do the vault and the the balance beam, though. Fuck
you
the
guys.
Balance beam. Balance beam is ridiculous.
It's the craziest one.
And they make the women do it.
I saw something today like, that it's there was a cell phone on it, and it's less wide than an iPhone.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Oh,
it's
my
like this,
God.
It's like this.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You don't need to do it. It's like physically impossible.
No, but they're crushing
it. Incredible.
I know, but I think it's just like
you're just
it's cruel. It's like, haha, get on it and try to do a flip on it. Not good enough.
Dance monkey dance.
I'll give you an 8 for that. Like
they're so good.
I don't know. I just feel the men aren't doing it, but we make you guys just get on a balance beam and try to
do
flips on a little stick.
Yeah, it's incredible.
They don't try, they succeed.
They do. Oh, okay, right. And they do it very well.
Yeah.
It's funny because I did gymnastics when I was little, and like our balance beam was probably like so wide, and I think all I had to do was like walk across.
Yeah.
Woo! You did it.
I was like, I balanced.
When I did gymnastics too, I was like, I hate this.
Walking across, I don't think any of us could do.
Well, we had to do the thing where you're like walking, and then you do one leg, and you like dip down, and then you put it
Whoa.
Back up.
Oh my God.
And then I was like, I'm good.
I didn't get that advanced. Damn,
yeah, the Olympics is kind of sick. Some of it is like, okay, do I need to watch Paraguay versus like North Sudan playing handball for 20 minutes?
Oh, like, Nolan's like obsessed with handball for
I
some reason.
I only watch American sports.
But do you do the multi view where you
and
get
I
all the.
I also watched one. Beach volleyball because one of the guys on the Netherlands team is literally a convicted rapist.
You wanted to watch him?
Yeah, because I wanted to be like, who is this asshole?
Yeah.
And in the Netherlands?
Yeah.
Yeah. He
lost the match I watched.
Yeah.
That's
I know someone
a
who's
a 12-year-old child and he's allowed to compete at the Olympics.
How's it allowed?
I thought the 12-year-old child was on the team.
He did something. Been convicted of it.
Convicted.
Went to jail.
Damn.
And then
this
got out.
So he found this little teenager on Facebook. She was 12. He was 19. He was in the Netherlands. She was in the UK. And then he went and like met up with her in the UK and assaulted her.
Oh, that is
and then,
criminal.
I think was like tried in the UK and they sentenced him to 4 years in prison, but then it somehow got moved to the Netherlands and he only served for 13 months and then they let him out and now he's competing in the Olympics and he's rehabbed. And it's like, there's literally 16-year-olds.
The announcers
Olympics.
Were like saying this, like he, PSA'd a 13-year-old and now he's on the Olympic team. Let's see what he does next.
Yeah. great landing.
Did they mention it at all?
No.
Huh.
But he did get booed. In the one I was watching. I saw that he got booed, and so I was like, I want to see that.
Aren't you, like, not allowed to be around any minor?
That's what I thought.
Maybe
well,
that's
they're
only,
in
like,
France,
in
too, which is also, like, a different country,
yeah,
and they all
true.
Have different rules. Yeah. But the American volleyball team, have you seen the American beach volleyball? Or
which
not
ones?
The beach one. The
regular?
Yeah. I don't know. What do you call it when it's not on the beach?
A court?
Yeah. What the
one's volleyball, one's sand volleyball.
Regular volleyball.
Yeah.
The one guy, there's like the main guy who looks like he's straight out of Top Gun. He's me and Adam's. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, I haven't.
He's
no.
got like a
the
neck
men's.
Tattoo. He's got a mustache. He wears like a red bandana and he's
Where's
the
he
spiker.
From?
America.
No, but like, do you know where?
I think he went to University of Hawaii.
Ooh.
And now is, I think he's maybe this first time being in the Olympics, but he is like crushing it. And it's so cool to see. And how's Matt King doing?
Matt King got gold.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
He did. I mean, he was in the 4-person 100-meter freestyle, but he was not in the final heat, the one that, like, won them the final, but he was in the contributing heats on it because they switch out the four guys depending on what they think it should
be. It's like how the gymnastics, that one girl didn't compete during the finals, but yes, she still gets a medal.
So Matt King got a medal, and Nick Itkin, one of my friends, he got bronze in fencing.
Damn.
His second time ever getting a bronze
because
he got it. We did a YouTube with him, me, Jason, and Todd, and I've always stayed in contact with him.
Wow,
that's crazy.
And so, yeah, but I think he, what day is it right now?
Thursday,
the first?
August 1st.
August 1st. First. Oh, I think he competes today or tomorrow for the men's fencing team one.
So funny.
Foil, like, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, there's two different kinds of fencing, right? One where they have, like, the string behind them. You know about that one?
That's the digital one. That's what clips you in, and it verifies that you've been, like,
it's like laser tag. Like, there's, like, a string with electronics, and that's how they tell if you... Yeah, that's how they tell if you got hit.
I just think of the Parent Trap.
Me too.
When they do.
That's all I think about.
Their outfits.
Or in like Richie Rich, where it's like, this.
All of us.
Yeah, never.
Do you remember in Richie Rich where he's like, this is a cappuccino. I asked for a latte. And he just like stabs him with it. And the kid's coffee goes all over him. Richie Rich, anybody?
No.
Macaulay Culkin, the kid's richest.
I definitely, I saw it when I was like little, but I don't remember it. But I remember like, damn, that kid's rich.
A word about Matt Grippy's hilarious TikTok that Doja Cat reposted.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
I don't
unbelievable.
Listen, I kinda
wait,
wanna
give
take
context for the people who don't.
I kinda wanna take credit for it. Because I reposted it.
Oh, you think you started the
I think I did.
You might
and
have.
I don't ever think that, but I think I did.
Or give context to the people. Like
there's a small group of extremely triggered people who
I wouldn't say small.
I think it's a small group who are actually triggered, and then it becomes mainstream.
Then it becomes like talking.
That there was like a 1 second shot in the opening that was somehow making fun of the Last Supper, right?
But it wasn't.
But it wasn't because it was like based on a Greek thing, Dionysus. It's the Olympics, etc.
I will just say there was like other things.
It oh, there
like
were
they
other
were
things.
Upset about like the beheading of
Marie Antoinette,
and like.
But it's like that's French history.
That's French history.
The menage a trois, like it's,
French history.
It was just a lot of stuff that people were like, "This is not appropriate for children."
The
to
death
be
metal band was
no
sick.
That, I know
that was when the Marie Antoinette thing happened.
With the intro where she's like,
yes.
"Yeah,"
it was and it so was in cool. like all the windows. It was that was like the coolest thing ever. I was like, "This is unbelievable."
I think
agree.
I also read that that place was like the prison. They played in the prison where she would like lock people up.
Whoa. Yeah.
And so, they,
so
it was
cool.
like a giving the power back to the people. Anyway, so there was this big hullabaloo online about how, you know, the devil and this is against Christianity.
This is blasphemy.
And it's blasphemy. And our friend Matt Grippy, who's hilarious on all social media platforms, posted a TikTok of like, you're an adult and you're scared of like a devil that you read about in a book
no,
when
scary
you were
guy.
Oh, a scary
no,
guy.
Scary guy.
The best line is he goes, I remember being afraid of the devil, and then I became 8 years old.
Yeah, I know. Like, he was like, you're an adult, you're a full adult with kids, you're 40, and you're scared of a scary monster. You're fully an
and
adult.
And then he like followed up on another video, like responding to a comment of someone who's like, you don't understand. It was really scary. He goes, okay, this is a remote. And if you don't like something that you're seeing on the TV, you can either click change channel or just turn it off.
Yeah.
Too.
I was telling Carly, like, me and TJ and his parents were watching it, and we watched like the first 2 hours because it was 4 hours and it was nighttime there, so we just went to bed. But then the next morning, I mean, we went to bed and we were like, wow, so cool. Everything was so cool. Like, how did they do this? Woke up the next morning and like everywhere online, it was like, these feeds have been deleted. Like, people are so upset. Like, this is so messed up.
They're probably, friends probably like, what the fuck is wrong with America?
Right. Yeah. It's like, it's more of American audiences.
Then, yeah.
Like,
who, but also just like Christians who make everything about themselves.
And it's also like, it shows how dumb we are that we don't understand. Not dumb, I guess, but just like there's so much French culture and history that a lot of things happened during the opening ceremony that I was like, I don't get this, but I'm sure it makes sense in French culture. And I think people lack that brain
to
be like, oh, it's about me. Everything's about me in America and it's the devil and they hate us. So
it's so funny logging on to Facebook. I just like do it for fun now to be like, okay,
Facebook is a crazy place.
Brain is fully rotted. And it's like so many relatives. They're like, repost if you're not watching the Olympics.
These people need to be locked up.
It's just they have no ability to experience joy. Like the joy gets taken out of everything. It's don't watch this TV show.
Outside of America is like everything is negative.
Yes.
Yeah. Everything is out to get you. Everything you don't understand. They're telling you this. It's not true. They're just
also like
out
some
of
those
fear.
People too. I'm like, you're not even religious.
Oh,
like, I know. That's like, a scary
when
part.
When was the last time you went to church?
That's what like the MAGA cult has done.
Manufactured
people, like, weirdly Christian.
Manufactured oppression. They want to feel oppressed.
Yeah.
Like, but it's just like you're not going to watch the sickest like athletes alive right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely crushing it because of a 30-minute thing that you didn't like 3 days ago.
I think the tea is they're posting that and they're fucking turning on that beach
volleyball. Oh, for sure. Yeah, oh, definitely. And then the beach volleyball girls are wearing like long pants. And I saw someone like tweet.
Yeah, but
oh, they're going to put the devil in the front and they won't even give us the shorts on the volleyball. Like
they wear like different uniforms every match. Basically.
Yeah, no, I know. But these people who are like concerned about.
Oh, I just want to go at it with all of them. Just one day, just lose it.
Pretend
and
I'm one of them.
Respond back to other text messages and stuff. Oh, I mean, I'm just talking about like, just getting into it. Just
Online? Commenting
on all of them. It's
yeah, like on Facebook. Are you talking about like Facebook?
Yeah, but I don't want to do it because then like they're gonna reach out to my mom. Like, what your son is commenting some feisty things on my status.
Who cares?
I don't really appreciate that.
I'll give you the login to my account and you can do it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Aaron loves doing it.
I want to go after all like the moms.
But you should just make a profile. Make a profile like American Patriot for 2069.
You gotta be friends with them though.
Adam, I'm sure they will add you as a friend if you're God, Jesus, America, Last Supper, 960.
I actually would do it. Sometimes I love doing the whole ha 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 at really serious statuses where someone is just like very politically or mentally off and you just completely disagree with them. You give them the ha ha.
Now you
so
can
you
just say,
treat
you're
the whole
weird.
Thing as a joke.
I wonder like what the first thing
yeah, this
would
is
be
so strange.
This is weird.
This is very
I also
weird.
Love,
why would you post this?
I also love that
like the first thing I see.
Yeah.
Let's see it.
Can we read it aloud?
I mean, it's more of a video.
Oh. If your hatred for one man, literally the second thing, if your hatred for one man is greater than your love for our country, you might be part of the problem.
Ooh.
Wow. I just realized she's right.
Oh,
never
my
thought
God.
Of it that
the
way.
The infographics they repost make me cackle. Like, oh, truly. Man. I'm just like,
I
feel
get
like
back
bad.
On Facebook.
I'm like, you guys are so little teeny brain.
I know. It's right on Facebook.
Is there a sport that you are watching that you're like, this is actually extremely riveting and I did not anticipate that I was going to like it?
Oh, actually, the swimming.
Oh, yeah. Katie Ledecky.
Yes, I watched that last night. And like, we just like fall asleep to the Olympics now. Like, we'll just put it on and just like fall asleep or whatever. And it's always swimming at night. I don't know if it's on like some like rotation of reruns or something, but it's always swimming.
I love it.
And I never expect it, but I will sit there and like watch it for maybe an hour.
It's
and I'm
mesmerizing.
Like, oh my God, I
just
like
that blue water and it's just
well, and I'm just like, how the fuck? Like, I watched it was like a 1500 meter thing or whatever, and it took like 15 minutes total.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how are they not getting tired? And Ledecky was so
way
far
ahead.
Like, she was like lapping people, and I'm like, is she gonna get tired? And she never did.
No.
Pretty wild.
And it's so great. So do they have someone when they flip ringing a bell?
They
like
have
their
it
last...
counted in their they know it in their head as athletes.
That's
they're
crazy.
Keeping counts.
See, what if like, you forget? Like, I would forget.
You shouldn't
like,
be an Olympian. Like, I'm sorry. You're the best one in the world. You are keeping count and you know you're like.
I'm just like one.
I do think there is a bell though for the final
one. I saw them ringing
that. For the last one.
But
yeah.
They know.
Yeah.
I wish they would put a regular person from the audience in another lane just so you could see how much faster.
No, I know. Well, because when you're watching them too, you're like, it doesn't look like they're going that fast.
Because they're all kind of going the same speed. But I'll jump in there and just show me going so slow.
When it was the Olympics like 8 years ago, or I guess, 8 years ago, maybe even before that one, like 12 years ago, my brother and I, we were watching swimming and we were like, let's go swimming. Let's go rent some lanes. And we rented lanes at our local auditorium and it has all like the records from like kids from our high school and shit and we're like we are gonna bring some fucking records.
No,
it is doing one lap and back on a full pool like that
knock you
is,
out
you can't even do it. You think in your brain you're gonna be able to like go back and forth like no problem.
I don't.
It's fucking exhausting.
Yeah,
I don't think I know
it takes
to, like
30 minutes of swimming as fast
insane.
As you can.
I couldn't. I thought I was just at least going to get a couple of, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes of the records on the wall.
Break a not couple records.
Close. Not even close.
That's why, like, water polo is so impressive to me, because I'm like, how on earth are you just
treading water,
doing that? Dude, that's for so, an hour? Yeah.
They can't touch the bottom. That was a revelation.
Oh, you can't touch the bottom?
No, the bottom is like 12 feet.
I've never, like, really watched it.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Holy shit. They must be so,
even
like,
synchronized
ripped.
Swimming, where you're kicking, also lifting.
They don't do that anymore, do they?
I think they do.
In the Olympics?
Yeah.
What? Do what?
Synchronized swimming?
Oh, yeah. Reason I thought someone said they did this year, yeah.
Yeah. But that, I mean, if you're doing dance moves. Like, you're having to know what's coming up next.
I know.
And making sure all of your friends are on the same vibe.
Think about just, like, moving your own arms in water.
I know.
How difficult that
is. No, my parents have, like pool barbells or
weights. Like water aerobics,
water weights. Yeah, and it's so funny. My mom was like in the pool, like using it. I'm like, yeah, get it, mom. Mm-hmm.
The divers are pretty sick when they synchronize. And I saw one where you couldn't even see the person behind them because they were so synchronized. Oh, it looked like it was
have to be like best buddies.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
I would have to like go to sleep at like the same time and like wake up and just brush your teeth the same way just to stay
just to be around
in sync the entire time.
I will say it's cute at the end of the swimming. I watched like the girls all like hugged each other and stuff. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's so sweet.
I love the archery.
Oh, it's so
where they're
good.
Pulling the thing back. And I don't know if they've done this forever, but they like bring the string to their lip.
Yeah.
I don't know why they do that, but it looks so badass. And it's like every single round is basically like a soccer shootout where it's one for one, one for one.
It's so sick.
I think I've watched every single one. I'm like explaining to Adam. I'm like, okay, so if it's a tiebreaker, you got to get it on the inner hand. It's the most riveting one I've ever seen.
The guy from Turkey who got a silver and shooting, and he like didn't have anything, like no focal or whatever they use.
The shooting one, I'm a little like.
Well, it's funny that the so like, I saw a tweet. I'm sure everyone saw, but it was like, why do we even have the Second Amendment? Because United States didn't even like rank at all.
Yeah, how is America not ranking and shooting at all?
That one like gold and silver in America got none.
We didn't get shit in any of the shooting ones.
I was like, why do we?
How there's like some countries where like guns are like really banned, but for them they're like, whoa.
Well, for them it's like yeah, it's like
a sport. Yeah,
because like here it's like yeah, like archery. Like obviously you can't do that, but like you can do it as a sport and it's fun. It's
do they bring their own gun?
I don't know.
Or do you pick
probably.
Up the gun?
No, I bet they bring their own gun.
Okay.
I have a question about guns.
But like I feel like the, I guess so. But like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of like obviously you can bring your own ice skates. You can bring your own like hockey stick as your accessory to the thing. But I feel like the gun is like. There's
can
different
you fly
types
with
of
a
guns,
gun?
Different speeds of guns. I just think like that type of like assistance of a mechanic, I think it should be the same gun.
They have to explain that at the airport.
Balance. It's all about your balance with that gun.
Can you fly with a gun if it's in your checked bag?
No.
I think if you declare it.
Really?
Right? I don't think you can carry it on, obviously.
Well, yeah,
but
obviously.
You may.
I don't.
Maybe if you check it, you have to like have it in a separate gun container.
Because people go on hunting trips all the time.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
why I'm like.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can.
But you
got
to get to the airport early.
Yeah, just in case.
This last minute, is this mine?
They're like, oh, that's an AR-15. I don't think so.
Yeah.
What's your question about guns, Carl?
That's what it was. It was like, can you fly with them? Did you look it up?
Yeah, it says you may transport unloaded firearms in locked hard-sized container as checked baggage only.
Oh,
okay.
Interesting.
Declare the firearm and or ammunition to the airline when checking your bag at the ticket counter. It must be completely secure.
I saw that at like just the baggage check-in. Someone just showing like,
I know,
their
I'd be like,
AK. I'd be like, what the hell?
This is overweight. Okay, let me reset it up. Yeah. And they're just pulling out guns and moving guns just from one bag to another.
And like you're
you know what is cool about the Olympics medals is that they shaved off a bunch of bits from the Eiffel Tower. And then they put a piece of the Eiffel Tower into every medal.
It reminded me of the scams episode, the guy who like scammed people from buying the Eiffel Tower, pieces of the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, he's still
that's
going.
So cool.
Yeah. Well, should we move on to our topic?
Yeah.
All right.
We can get my buddy Nick on here if we ever wanted to. He could like bring his medal.
Oh, interesting. An Olympian?
Ask him about it when he gets back.
Did he go this year?
Yes, he just got bronze.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I only want a gold medalist.
Well, he might get the gold. He might get the gold for the team one if they win.
Gorgeous.
So he'll have two.
I want that guy from Turkey.
Could be fun just to ask him all those types of questions. What was the Olympic Village like? What was that like?
Yeah, that's cool.
If you wanted to. Okay.
And Carly, back to you. All right. So we are doing good and bad things about being an adult, at least in our opinions anyway.
Yeah.
So we have both going on. I'll say, I think the worst thing for me about being an adult, one of the worst things, is going to get groceries. I fucking hate it. I know there's delivery services, I know, but I get like the most specific things from Trader Joe's. Hate it.
Wait, Trader Joe's?
Yes.
I feel like that's the easiest one.
It's just the parking lot. The parking lot's
no, no, the easiest one to do pickup.
They don't do pickup at Trader Joe's. They do pickup at Trader Joe's.
I don't know. No, I wouldn't know.
I don't know how it would even be easy to get pickup because every Trader Joe's parking lot is just nothing's in it.
Dude, it's insane. Their parking lot is so scary.
Are you still going to the bad one?
No.
Oh.
The bad one?
Well, like the one by Mendocino Farms. Like, that's the worst part.
Oh, it's a, that one is crazy. Is
I don't think that other one is that bad.
It's not. I just, like, we've been doing, every week is the same. Like, ugh.
Yeah, my top thing was, like, figuring out your meals and cooking them.
I have that, too.
Oh, yeah. It's just so difficult.
I agree.
I deleted Postmates off my phone, too. Did I tell you guys about this?
Oh, no.
What, you had to just cut it off?
I was doing a good therapy session, and she was like, well, what's going on this week? And I was like, not much. She's like, okay, well, what have you been thinking about? And I was like, I feel like I spend too much money on food delivery. And she's like, well, how much? I'm like, once a day. It's really fucking expensive.
Oh, wow. Once a day?
I mean, when I'm working from home, I either do it lunch or dinner. Like,
holy shit.
Oh.
That's... Yeah. I mean, it's fucking expensive. And she was like, well, what do you want to do about that? I was like, I don't want to do it. So she's like, well, why don't you just delete the app? And I was like, wait, what?
Brilliant.
And I was like,
still have Uber Eats.
No.
She's like, I grew up on Uber Eats. Yeah.
No, I deleted all of them. And it's been amazing. I don't miss it at all. And my Rocket money is like, you've spent
You're
like.
You're just not eating.
Well.
He's like, I'm so hungry. He's just like
eating peanuts.
Are you like cooking more?
Like, yeah, I'm like cooking more. I'm buying like bulk pre-cooked food to like heat up in the fridge. I'm making food. I'm walking to like pick up stuff. I'm driving to sit down. So, yeah. Meals are just like, it is, because it's every single day. You got to figure out at least twice a day what you're eating.
It's tragic.
It's insane.
And snacks. Like with your parents, you're just like, Mom, what's for dinner?
I know.
And like now you are Mom.
I was just home, like, well, my parents home in Vegas. I could grocery shop in their closet. Like, they have like Mormon vibe. The groceries. There's like 7 cans of tomato paste, 8 cans of onion soup,
God.
4 things of pasta. It's like, are you a grocery store?
And on top of the groceries, it's now you have all the groceries and you gotta cook it. And then you're like, I get really bad anxiety worrying about things going bad, and then I start feeling bad that eggs expire, or I never got like I bought 12 cartons of eggs, but
12?
A carton of 12 eggs. Sorry,
Ballerina Farms over here.
A carton of 12 eggs.
Cartons of eggs.
But then you only ate 6 of them, and then 6 went bad.
I feel like eggs just last forever.
I think so too. No, I've never even thought about them being bad.
Ew.
I feel like after a month.
But I feel like
it's a dairy product.
No, it's not.
No,
eggs are not dairy.
They're not dairy?
No.
What is it?
It's just an egg.
No way. It is so dairy.
Egg is not considered dairy.
Egg is so dairy.
No, it's. I know you think it is, but it's not.
It's a byproduct of an animal.
Egg is not dairy, I promise you.
It got pooped out of an animal.
There's like a way to tell if an egg is bad.
Is an egg
dairy? Oh, if it floats or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What is an egg then?
It's just an egg, man.
As a food group.
It's just an egg.
Protein?
Huh?
Fat? Fat and protein?
No, eggs are not dairy products. Dairy products are foods that come from the milk of mammals.
Yeah.
I guess when I always thought about the food pyramid, I always thought eggs were with milk in the...
No, she's giving dairy.
You guys are not wrong for thinking that. It's a very common...
Yeah, you are.
Food going bad, I always have... I'm just like on loop about like when I look at the fridge, I'm like, damn it, we didn't...
That's why you just order in. It's always fresh every time. Boop, boop, boop. Free meal.
Yeah. But how long do you wait for your eggs?
Whenever the expiration date is.
Aaron's like, they have that on the box?
Yeah.
Like, at least like a week I have to.
Oh. Oh, I mean.
A week to finish a dozen eggs.
Okay.
For sure.
I leave it in there for like weeks.
I think I've never even thought about it. Like if I cracked it and it smelled bad or it looked gross, I'd be like, okay, ew. But I've never experienced a bad egg.
That's
like,
wild.
How long are they good for?
Like 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, maybe I probably haven't had eggs that long.
Oh. Eggs I get like really weirded out about.
I'm like the queen though.
No, bitch, 3 to 5 weeks.
Oh, is it 5?
Oh, okay. That's why we've never gotten sick from eggs. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean,
for me, it has to be 2 weeks or I'm like, tossing it. Well, also, I get rid of the carton and then I put them in our egg holder. But I need to like write the date on it. Well, but like a grocery store.
Now you're getting rid of good eggs.
Oh, maybe.
Are you writing the date on each individual egg with a Sharpie?
Hell no. No, I just trust that by the end of the week I will have consumed 12 eggs.
Do you write it on one of the eggs? Like, what's your system?
Neither.
Probably the container.
It's just the moment refilling and
like
getting
Matt,
rid of it.
I bought a giant carton of eggs from Costco on like the 3rd of July. And when I got home on Sunday, which was the 28th or something, I used one of the eggs. 4 of them.
Could be me. Could be me. But now that I know that it's 3 to 5 weeks, yeah. I guess I should do it. Patricia and I, we left a whole bunch before we went on vacation. Yeah. We came back and we were so worried throwing them all away.
I feel like
we were worried one was going to
No,
be
they're good.
And smell
especially if they're in the fridge.
Yeah.
Well, they're supposed to be in the fridge, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, I think that if they're like you get them from a farm or something. You don't have to refrigerate them.
The organic, whatever, yeah.
I don't know. I always see stuff about that.
Yeah, there's something in Europe that people don't put in the fridge that we put in the fridge.
Butter?
I think a lot of stuff. I don't put
is
butter
it eggs?
In the fridge.
I don't know. There's something that like we think is like you have to have it refrigerated, and Europeans are like, nah, you don't. I think it might be eggs.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
I hate throwing away trash, even though you got to do it. But just knowing that that's always like a constant.
Taking out the trash.
Taking out the trash.
I love being a woman.
Yeah, I'm like, I've never
moving
done that
trash
once.
Bins, when is it trash day? All of that stuff I hate.
Oh, you got to take your bins out to the street?
Sometimes it depends. If like our landscaping guys come by, they'll move it for us. But sometimes they don't do it. I hate that. I just hate like always like having to think of that shit.
Bad things about being an adult.
Laundry. Yeah, these are exactly. I'm venting about things I hate being an adult.
I love doing laundry.
Bills are fine.
Oh,
but I also
bills?
I'm paranoid about bills that like I just don't know about.
Same.
There's something I missed.
No, I'm always like I'm gonna get arrested any day because I haven't paid something.
Yeah. Literally on here, I just have paying so many bills.
Wait, are you guys sitting there like with a checkbook
no,
and
just,
your
it
bills?
It sucks that there's no a bill for everything.
There's just everything, and like sometimes I'll get one and some in the mail, and I'm like not sure if it's like. Spammy or if it's real and you gotta
medical bills well knowing that you have to pay for like things for your just the improvement and safety of your body that normally when you were a kid mommy you got this right of course my little one you're safe knowing you're like I've spent so much money on my teeth and thankfully everything's like fine now but like that drove me fucking nuts I've had to spend like thousands of dollars for treatments on my teeth. God. Like, I hated how expensive that was.
Yeah. Getting your own health insurance is one of mine, like, as an adult.
We used to have personal assistants and secretaries to handle all of our stuff, like...
Our parents?
My mom was my personal assistant.
I was like,
and
your family had that?
No, but, like, your mom is going to call up the doctor and say, like, I still feel weird going to the doctor by myself, like... Going to the doctor when you're a kid, you're sitting in the waiting room. Your mom interacts with them. She pays. She's writing, filling out the forms. Wait, I have to. What do you want me to do? I don't even know my name. Like,
yeah,
that is the worst. Dealing with setting up appointments for yourself for things you got to go to the DMV to get your registration.
I got to buy a new tire. I spent an hour like on the internet trying to fucking find. Well, I need to buy a replacement tire.
Aren't they
for
like $1,200?
No, just for one tire. A replacement.
It's like $400.
$400. But you go on different sites and you're like, I guess I should hit up this tire place, but they don't carry that tire, and I'm going to another place, and it was just so fucking complicated figuring out how I can buy one tire. Where I was like, how do people fucking do it?
How come you just don't go to the dealership?
Because then I think they're going to charge me $600 for a $200 tire.
They probably will, too.
Tire.
Yeah. It's like Tesla. Like, if you get tires from Tesla, they're, like, way more expensive than if you go to, like...
Discount Tire or something.
Yeah, that's literally where I went, and I got all new tires from there.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that bad.
I also think COVID made things way fucking worse. Like, we used... Like, with your tire shop thing, like, you could probably, before COVID, I feel like, go to any tire shop, and they'll all have it. Like, America just kind of worked better before COVID, and then everybody got fired. All the shit stopped, and then they were like, we actually don't need to, like, overstock everything and pay everybody and have a full staff. And then it's just, like, all these normal things have become so much harder, I think, is my recollection as an adult. But, like, going to the doctor.
Oh, this is another thing I hate about also getting older. movies, video games, things when you were a kid that just you were like, this is amazing. And then as you get older, you revisit it.
And it's like not as amazing as you thought. Yeah.
It doesn't hit as good.
Have you experienced that recently?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I bought one of those little Anbernic handheld emulators that have all of your childhood games on. You see them on TikTok shop a lot.
I've never seen that.
Oh, you can play every little N64 game, every Game Boy Advance game. All of them are all on one
device.
You
got one?
I bought one.
And it's not worth it?
I was so excited to play the Harry Potter games because I loved playing those as a kid. And I was just like, this isn't good.
Oh, sad. You got to keep that stuff in the past.
It breaks my soul, like, because I'm a very nostalgic person, but I've come to learn that, like, it's not going to hit the same
as it used to. Now that we have TikTok, nothing hits the same. Like, there's nothing better
than that. Take it away.
Like, yeah. If we didn't have TikTok and short videos, like, I feel like a lot of that other stuff, like, reading a book would hit. But when you got TikTok,
I love reading a book.
An inch away, it seems like any other form of entertainment is like, well, what are we doing here? Like, even you're watching the Olympics, you're like, I could watch this on TikTok and just seen the best parts.
It's so terrible.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
I know. I'm like that with books. Like I'm like I'll want to read, but I'm so addicted to looking at TikTok. But once I'm in the book and reading, I'm like, this is so nice. Yeah. I haven't even looked at my phone in an hour.
Yeah.
Like I love it.
Oh my God.
Oh, I get sucked in. Yeah, I love that feeling.
That's why I like thrillers. I feel like those are the main books that keep the page turning.
Best part about being an adult? Fridge stocked with ice cream anytime I want ice cream, 12 at night, ice cream sandwich, I'm fucking eating it. It is.
See, I had that as a kid, so I can't really even say that's a benefit.
I had it as a kid too, but there's no guilt now. It's not like
I'm sneaking.
Not even
it.
Guilt, yeah. Just being told no.
There is nobody to tell you.
That's
no.
That's what my top one is. Nobody to tell you no.
Ugh.
Yeah.
With anything you want to do.
Oh my God.
No
except
one
the
there
law,
to tell you no.
Well,
it.
The law, but yeah, in your own home.
I didn't listen to them when I was young anyway.
I have. This just resonates with me so much. Never having homework ever again.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how heavily homework weighed on me my
really?
Whole life. It's all I would think about. I'd be like, okay, I should do math. Like, I was the type of person that, like, did my homework as soon as I got home so I wouldn't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
Because otherwise, I'd be thinking
doing,
about
like,
it.
On the bus on the way to school.
I know. I wish I was like that. And I would see people do that, and I would think, why can't I be like that? But I would just... I don't know if it's anxiety, but I would just think about it all day, like through dinner. I'm like, fuck, I still got to do all this assignment. Oh.
Do you still have like nightmares?
Dreams?
From school?
Yes.
Yeah, where there's
still.
Like a class that you forgot you signed up for
yep.
and you haven't made it.
I get those all the time. I get that, or like I forgot my backpack, or there's a test I never studied for.
That's
and
the
it's
worst.
It's a big test.
You walk into a classroom, okay, everyone, final exam. And you're like, wait, what the fuck? I thought this was the first day of class.
Yeah.
And you just have no idea.
Those are crazy. It seems like a lot of people have those dreams.
Yeah.
It's weird that we experience
the same
similar dreams. I think. God blesses
Excuse
you.
Excuse me.
Or.
It's just a little run down, you guys.
I think another positive about being an adult.
Hold on. What? Let's stay on this homework thing.
Oh, okay.
I have no memory of homework stressing me out at
really?
All. Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like homework was
but
just
you
like
a bad student.
Yeah.
I don't
or
think
wasn't
so.
It all just like
you said you were.
I feel like I was a bad student, but I got good grades. But like, I was always just like, I mean, I cheated a lot. I would like ask my friends, okay, can you just give me the answers?
Well, that's
like,
why she was stressed out and you weren't.
Yeah.
Like, all I wanted
was doing the work herself.
Yeah, I just wanted to get it done so I could turn it in.
Yeah.
I don't care about actually
well,
getting it done.
Well, now it's like typing into ChatGPT and you're good.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking real.
That's crazy, actually. School now.
That's TJ, he had to take
problem.
A class for like a driving thing, and literally it was
a
all
driving?
Like multiple choice. And he put all of the multiple choice questions into ChatGPT, and they did the fucking test
That's
for him.
That's so
wow.
funny.
Do you remember how, like, for like math homework, they'd be like, do. The numbers 1 through 25, but only the odd
only the
numbers.
Odds, yes.
Because then, like, the even numbers were in the fucking back. I hated that shit. And then you would come to class and you, like, maybe did the even numbers but not the odd numbers and you would get a big fat zero.
Oh, shit.
Like,
I never messed that one up.
You didn't follow directions.
I know. I just hated that, like, only do the odd numbers.
Yeah. I liked it because it felt like I was doing it faster. I was like, I'm almost there because you're skipping every other one. Like, yeah.
I remember now what I used to do in high school.
What?
I did have a lot of good snacks and good food that my mom would buy, and I would go to school in high school with like a bag just full of fucking pretzels, chips, marshmallows, chocolate bars, and I would like plot out before whatever class I had, I would have people that I would link up with, like a drug dealer, and I would trade them food for their homework, and I would do the homework, like,
oh my God,
just copy their homework 5 minutes before the class and then give them a Hershey's bar, and then I have the homework. So that's why I never thought about homework.
Nice. Honestly, yeah.
I was wheeling and dealing in high school.
Heath had this hack where you tell one friend, hey, do you want to split the homework? I'll do half the answers, and you'll do half the answers, yeah, and then we'll swap. But you go to another friend and say, I'll do half the answers, and you do half the answers, but you make them do the other half of what your responsibility was to the other person. Then you get both of those people to...
whole ring.
Capitalism.
Yeah. You basically got them both to do it.
An operation ring
answers,
right there.
And you did zero of the work.
Is that actually what he did, or that's like something he said he did?
Oh, actually, I don't think it's he didn't do it. I can't remember. There's a clip of it.
It sounds like a good
like
idea, but...
his friend would did, or yeah, I don't...
That's like the chess thing, where if you... like, there's a way, if you want to play 10 people in chess, all you need to do is, like, whatever the first guy does, you do that to the next guy, you do that to the next guy, you do that to the next guy. And all you have to do is beat one person, and then you can actually beat 10 people. Does that make sense?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Durr. Durr.
Okay, never mind.
Sorry, I was like a little lost. I was also looking at my list.
That's
when
okay.
You first
what are
talking?
Some other things? Oh, well, also, like, one of the worst things is too, well, especially as you're getting older, especially now in your 30s, you have to be so responsible about your own body. Like, now it really fucking matters how your body is going to move and be able to just survive. For the rest of like your life, and knowing that that's your own responsibility.
Yeah.
If your legs are getting tensed up and you're having pain here, well, you should have had the responsibility to make sure that you were taking care of it the entire time.
Yeah.
That is always on my brain now, especially where I'm 30. I'm trying to touch my legs. I'm trying to.
And you've gone a couple of medical things the past year and a half.
Yes, and that's what like set me back. And knowing that there's setbacks and times where you can't fully commit to your body. And God bless the people who are working crazy, just. More than 9 to 5, more like 9 to 9 jobs, and having that being a physical toll on your body.
Yeah.
And that's going to completely affect your life expectancy and what type of physical mobility you're going to have when you're in your future. Just that always weighs on me.
Yeah, I have that too. And like combined with like caring about like skincare. Like I never really cared in my 20s that much. Maybe when I was like 26, 27, I started caring about it. But I love having like a routine. I like knowing I'm taking care of what I take care of. And same with that, like, I'm happy I started Pilates. I feel like I'm a lot, you know, it's helped a lot with not, well, okay, kind of goes into the bad things, but the bad thing about being an adult for me is, like, your back hurting when you're not active.
Yeah.
Like, that started happening in adulthood, but, like.
I said being sore all the time.
Yes.
For no reason.
Yeah. So it's nice knowing, like, doing Pilates and stuff has gotten rid of that for me.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Just being active and, like, walking and stuff.
Yeah, I'm also always thinking about the skincare one too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where it's like, well, I have to do it because I want, it's like ritualistic where it's like, I think by doing this, I'm going to have really great skin by the time I'm 60. Because I did take all of these steps to maintain, like,
your sunscreen
a proper
every day?
Routine. Yeah.
Cancer. But I mean, like, on like facial sunscreen?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good. That's I guess that's the biggest, like, anti aging.
La Roche-Posay, baby.
Oh.
But I do, like, the toner, the serum, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like that's all a scam.
Kind of agree, but like, I think I made a TikTok about this the other day. I was like, you don't need to buy everything you see on TikTok shop about skincare because there's so much shit that's just like,
I'm convinced the whole industry is.
There's
like,
one Korean mask, like a, just like a regular mask you put on your face, and everyone will lift it up and be like, oh my God, I have glass skin. And it's like, girl, like, that's just the hyaluronic acid still on your face. Like, of course it's going to be like that as soon as you take it off. And so it just makes people think that it makes your face glass skin. And I'm like, no, any mask you put on your face will do that. I don't know.
I've just never used anything in my life. Like water is the only skincare routine I have. Can you?
No.
Raise your eyebrows.
Oh, hot. We could run some credit cards.
It's not that bad.
I mean, for 35, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned.
Oh, damn. You're 35?
Yeah.
Jesus
but
Christ.
If,
I'm just kidding.
Like, the whole skincare industry to me seems like we're going to give you something to create a problem and then we're going to solve it for you. Like, here's a cleanser that's going to completely, like, strip away all the oils, all the natural shit, and completely just dry your skin out. Then you're going to have dry skin, so your body's going to overproduce shit because you just washed it all out. And then you need to clean it again because it's oily, but then you need to put anti-whatever on, and you need to put moisturizer, and it's all just like chemicals that for thousands of years have never been on our skin. And it's like this whole industry of like, take it off, put it on, wipe it off, put it on. Just don't touch your face. Like, don't use your dirty fucking hands also that have been, like, touching subway cars and then touching your face.
You gotta wash your hands first. Well, that's why you look up dermatologists on TikTok and see what they...
I think they're all in on it.
Big dermatology.
Yeah, also, are they really doing studies of like, oh, if you use moisturizer for 50 years when you're an adult, you're not going to have wrinkles? Like,
I think so.
Are they actually doing studies?
Well, for wrinkles, it's mostly like tretinoin is like the big thing you have to get like a prescription for.
What is that?
It's, I don't know how to explain it, but it's, it helps with cell overturn. And yeah. Your skin peels a little bit, so it's like new cellular formation. It's like the top thing you can do for like aging when you get older, besides like a facelift.
I think, but your body is just going to age. Like you can't stop it.
Of course.
But
you can't stop it. But you also back in the day, like people's lifespans were not as long. So now it's like we live longer. We don't want to look so old.
I think
we're
people
only, like,
now
50.
Look like the youngest they've ever.
Well, yeah,
too.
Except if you're young, you look old.
Oh yeah,
if that's you had, what like, that's. Filler.
Gen Z.
There are some of those people on TikTok where it's like, gee, I thought this guy was 40.
Dude, I do that all the time, and I'm like, holy fuck.
Like, there's people who I think are older than me, and they're just not, and it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. I think it's just the stress of life as a, like, internet.
A lot of, like, the girls, it's because they're doing too many, like, injectables, so they look so much older than they are.
Yeah, because I just saw this thing, a dermatologist was talking about how, like, filler will not.
It doesn't leave.
That's why, like, your face gets puffy after over time. Like, have like pillow face.
It's crazy.
Pillow face thing is like, anytime you go to like a Erewhon or just somewhere bougie in LA, oh, you'll see some 65-year-old woman who's just like this.
I know.
That'll be me.
giant.
Just
lips.
Like, but like,
yeah. Face doesn't move.
It doesn't look good. Like, what are we doing here, people?
It's crazy because like that person thinks it looks good.
That's crazy.
Yeah, maybe they like it.
I mean, God bless if that's gonna make you happy, but
God bless.
Good lord.
I said one of the best things is that you can like fuck up and nobody can be disappointed but you.
Oh yeah. Well, that's good and bad, I think.
Yeah, but like you don't have your parents to like make it worse. Like I think it's one thing, it's just like, oh, I fucked up, like I'm really disappointed in myself, but then to have your parents like also reiterating,
are you talking about
like if you get into grounded,
like if you get into a car accident and you're like, fuck, my day is ruined,
or like if you got like a bad grade on a test and you're already like, fuck, I'm such an idiot, but then you have your parents being like, you're an idiot,
or if you like break a dish at your house, it's like, well, I paid for it, it's my dish, I'm annoyed, but your parents would be like, that was fine china.
Yeah, there's no one else yelling at you besides yourself.
Yeah,
that's nice. Although I feel like these kids now, they're with the millennial gentle parenting. Is okay that this dropped. How are we feeling about this?
Do you understand how this happened?
I can't even imagine what those kids are going to grow up to be like. They're just the most empathetic, like not scared of yelling people ever. But
yeah, but then I also think they'll be fucked up because of that.
Yeah.
I feel like I need a healthy balance.
I agree.
Yeah. The gentle parenting thing is, gentle parenting of boomer parents. Have you seen those?
Like us gentle parenting.
Like it'll be like someone our age gentle parenting their boomer parent about like the election or something. Okay. Oh, and he said something mean about your candidate. How does that make you feel? and do you think that that's a good thing or a bad thing? And the mom's like, well, I think it's a bad thing. I was like, oh, so you do think it's a bad thing?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is
perfection.
Really gentle
funny.
Parenting my boomer parents. It's a good trend.
That's very funny.
What is a good thing for me is weekends. There's no one telling me what the fuck to do on a Saturday morning. We don't have
already pre-planning stuff for you.
We don't have family coming over. I don't have to clean up for somebody. I don't have to. No. If I can on Saturday morning, my feet don't touch the ground till like 11 a.m., I'm like, that's I won. I won the game. I won the lottery. I don't need to get out of bed for anything, and it's the best.
I love a Sunday. Sundays as an adult. I love Sundays. Obviously, I hated them as a kid because it was like, well. I also am lucky and get to do this for a living. I'm sure most people hate Sundays because they have to work. But, like, for me, it was school. Now I love it. It's, like, my day of, like, cleaning, lighting candles, just, like, feeling chill. I like it.
Yeah.
Laundry. Lots of laundry. I love doing laundry. I think that's a good thing about being an adult is doing laundry.
I don't know if I can articulate this right. It's cool when you're an adult how, like, now you can get to talk to, like, all of the adults Like, or as a kid, I feel like you spend a lot of time talking to like kids, and yeah, like some adults.
You interact with adults.
They're like more, there's authority figures like your teacher, and those adults are communicating to you, and you just communicate as kids. But when you join the adult gang, you can talk to like people in their 60s and 70s or just all across the board. And I just think conversationally, it really opens up. You start seeing eye to eye as adult. And I don't know, the world just gets a lot more interesting because you're not being talked down to.
Yeah.
You're being talked to as an equal. You're learning things from other people. What?
I feel like adults still talk. I mean, it's like half the issue with like politics right now. Like
adults talk down to you a lot.
I think in general, yeah. Like they're like oh, you dumb millennials. Yeah. Like you don't know shit. You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. I was just talking about like the adults, like just in my life that I get to talk to,
where you don't have to call them like Mr. Right. Johnson. Yeah,
yeah. And you just get to ask them about like just interesting things that they've done with their life and what all of that is. Everything's just an open book, and it's way more just like I don't know.
I feel like exciting. You've tapped into that very much. So I will sometimes still feel a little like, oh, that's Mr. Whatever, like someone's parents. I always feel like I should be able to talk to any of y'all's parents as if they're an equal, but because it's like your friend's parent, it's like if I were to meet a random guy who's your parent's age, it's like, oh, I met this guy at the bar, he does this, whatever. But like, I don't know, like if I'm DMing with your dad about the crossword, I'm like, don't fuck this up. This is like Mr. King. Like,
I kind of don't like it when people's parents visit town and you gotta go like see them.
Yeah.
And I really don't like those types of things. Actually, I don't like that at all. Especially when I don't even know that they're in town too. Like
what
you
do
show
you mean?
Up at a friend's place and their parents are there and you're like, you didn't tell me your parents are here.
You didn't warn me.
Like, oh, hi. Yeah. And then you gotta put on that whole vibe for them. Unexpected. One of my least favorite things ever.
I'm just like, hey, queen.
Do you get along with people's parents as if they're, like, normal people?
Yeah.
I feel like I do, too. I also talk to so many, like, old people in my neighborhood.
Do you?
Yeah, like, there's a neurologist in my neighborhood. I like him. He has a pickleball court, and he's like, you guys can use it anytime you want. And I was okay, fine.
See, that's cool.
I know. And he has 4 golden retrievers. I'm like, this is a dream.
Yeah. Wow.
I was like, I felt bad because I was walking with my AirPods, and where I walk, it's like, it goes to a dead end. It's like a really small street that goes to a dead end, and then I keep walking, but he kept saying something to me I didn't realize because I couldn't hear him. And then I took my AirPod out. He's like, do you mind if I let my dogs run out? Because they just want to play in this like dead end area. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I didn't think I was going to see 4 giant golden. It was like horses
damn,
leaving
so
a stable.
Sick.
I was like, oh, my gosh. Ew. And then we were talking.
The American dream.
And it's a crazy house. I walk by it all the time. It looks like a rich asshole bought it. Like, it's a big house. There's like, it looks like a tennis court, but I guess it's like a pickleball court in the backyard. A huge lawn, I think a pool. And I'm always like, who the fuck lives there? And like, finally, I talked to him the other day, and he's so sweet. He works in like immunology now. And I'm like, okay, you're not like crazy.
Oh.
Yeah. You never know.
Yeah.
Never know. I've got an anti-vaxxer friend, and I've got a immunologist friend that I talk to on the reg.
An anti-vaxxer friend that you talk to on the reg?
I don't really talk to him that much, but like if he's outside, we'll like chat. But I remember one time he was like telling me I would drop dead from the vaccine.
Okay.
And I was like, oh.
I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, no, literally. But to me, it's so fascinating. Like, I know where I stand, but I'm just like ready
also,
to hear
like,
what he has to
how
say.
Does that even get brought up with you just strolling by?
I'm trying to think.
Hey, are you vaccinated?
I think he had... Well, he told me it was so weird. They have one of those like ADT things in their lawn that's like,
yeah,
we're watching you. And he's like, this is fake. We actually don't have one. It's just so people like get deterred. And I was like, oh, that's funny. And then he was like, I watched this amazing documentary the other day. It's called Dropping Dead or whatever it's called. Suddenly, died suddenly.
Transition.
No, yeah, died suddenly. And I was like, what do you mean? It's like all these basketball players are dying from the COVID vaccine. And I was like, that's
oh
not
my
true.
God.
And he was like, no, it's true. And I was like, well, I've gotten a vaccine and a booster, and he's like, well, you may drop dead. I was like, okay,
good for you for like challenging it. I'm such like the moment someone's bringing up like politics,
I'm not
agreeing with it, but I'm just like uh-huh.
I mean, I'll do that sometimes when I just want to hear what they're saying.
Especially if you're an Uber driver, do not like Uber Lyft, whatever. Don't bring up politics to me.
Yeah, that's
at all.
That could get scary.
I'm trusting you to drive. I'll chat about anything, weather and stuff, but I think it's so unprofessional when you're having just somebody get in your
like,
car and
who
you
are you
want
voting
to get
for?
Into politics. Also, when I was getting my skin cancer removed, the woman was like telling me about, I don't know, we're talking about the assassination. She was talking about what countries I think are the best countries in the world, where why she thinks America's the best, all this shit. I was like, what are we doing here? Like, I'm in a hospital right now. I'm trusting you to, like, get into my back. I don't want to get into all of this.
Yeah.
I can't stand like people just... who have no filter of, like...
Yeah.
When I got into the Uber for the first time in London this year and in Ireland last year when I went to two weddings, there was traffic. And both Uber drivers, I was like, oh, a little bit of traffic today, huh? I'm just like trying to be friendly. He goes, yeah, too many immigrants in the country. And I was just like, I was like, oh, okay, okay. I was just trying to make small talk. And just like, then this, the Irish guy, 30 minutes,
hell yeah, baby,
ranting about immigrants.
Oh, there's totally many immigrants.
Yeah. And he's like, you have that in America too? Yeah. And I was like, I mean, not really. It's pretty great everywhere. And he,
no, we need to build the wall.
I don't know what it is about those two countries, but the first cab drivers I got into, both of them.
That's really funny,
30-minute rant on, like, they're blaming just the traffic of the day on too many immigrants.
I know.
Tell me more.
No.
Tell me more. Patricia will go, tell me more. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I'll challenge them and be like, I don't think it really is that bad. Have you looked at the immigration numbers?
The brakes.
Get out.
Get after me, car.
Yeah, you put on Irish accent so he doesn't know you're
Yeah. Visiting. No, I'm with you. Don't, if you're like in a professional service industry, don't bring up political topics. That's insane.
I do want to say
I did watch a documentary,
Drop Dead Gorgeous.
I forget what it's called.
Great movie.
Died Suddenly. It's like this, it's a documentary.
You went home and immediately were like,
yeah, I was like, well, now I need to see what he's talking about. And it was the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This, like Matt Grippy. Oh, you're a grown adult?
Yeah.
You're an adult and you have kids and you think you believe this?
Yeah.
The plandemic?
Oh, I remember that one.
Oh, like, God. You're 12, posted. If you say that. I'm sorry.
The worst? This was a worst for me, is that, like, you can't get out of things by being like, oh, my mom said no. You know?
Yeah. And you can't even say, like, my husband said no, because it sounds abusive.
Like, controlling. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
you're like, true. Oh,
my dad said I couldn't come to play today.
One time, Nolan was, like, trying to get out of something, and I think he said, like, my girlfriend didn't want me to come, and I got so mad, because I was like, nope. They're going to think I'm
Patricia's
I was like, are you kidding me?
Patricia's caught me a few times in text, being like, actually, we can't. Patricia has this thing. She's like, what the
Yeah, that is so annoying.
Oh, well, that's
annoying.
Better than being like, she doesn't want me to go.
No, yeah, or it's like, she has a thing, or, yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
huh?
I've never, like,
and it was so
never
out of character.
She
I was
won't
like,
let me go. I won't say that, but I'll be like, I'll put it on
but
her.
But then, like,
that...
she's a part of your lie.
Yeah, so she needs to not be your alibi. Oh, yeah. How was your cousin's barbecue? I'm so sorry you couldn't make it to my party.
What barbecue?
What barbecue?
Yeah.
Well, Matt said he had a barbecue.
Oh, Matt was lying. Matt was lying.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you better fill her in when
saying?
You do that.
I was just thinking of...
That your mom is an excuse?
My mom said no.
I love the Curb episode when Larry's mom dies and he realizes he can use it to just get out of anything.
Oh, yeah.
My mom just died. I can't do anything.
Oh, I mean, taxes, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
That sucks.
One of my bad things about being an adult, is worrying about the weather in your home. Not so much in LA. I mean, I guess earthquakes, but, like, in Omaha, like, I didn't, like, if there's a tornado watch, I was like, ooh, creepy, but I didn't, like, think about it that much. But if I owned a home and there was a tornado watch, I'd be like, what the fuck is going to ruin my, what if it ruins my house?
Yeah.
Or a hurricane, or, I mean, an earthquake, I guess, too, but, or a fire, even. I never thought about it so deeply when I lived just like with my parents.
Saying the weather in your own home is like, oh, I'm going to set it to cloudy and rainy today. Like, like inside your house.
I
like, ooh,
I had the same exact.
It's not windy enough in here. Let's crank the wind up a little bit on my Nest thermostat.
I think it said weather and your home. But
they said weather in your home.
Sound like
one thing
yeah.
that does like stink, but actually I don't feel like it affects me like living in LA that much, because I don't feel like that many of our friends in our group are in that stage of life, like being married and having kids. Like knowing that... more and more of your friends do that, and then that's gonna like
it
pull
like
more separation away from you guys seeing each other is enough.
Yeah
as much.
I wrote growing apart from people.
Yeah.
Stupid babies.
Yeah, but it's like that's the way life goes. But like sometimes it really like makes me sad thinking like, oh no, this is gonna get like worse. I don't want to say worse. That sounds pessimistic.
Well, it's just
it's
like
more real. It's gonna get more real where people are like, sorry, I can't. Be there where you want me to be because I got
a lot of restrictions with a kid.
That's why
sure.
college is fucking sick.
Yeah.
You are living with like 50,000 people in your exact age group
Teens.
Going through the exact same thing, and you have like 3 hours of obligations a day and the rest is just yours.
I know.
One class.
But the best are, though, when you are out of college and you're in your 20s, but you go to and visit a city and you're like, I'm good. I got a buddy who like lives here. I'm going to go meet up with them. But now that friend who used to be able to see anytime you were in that city, they got wife and kids. You're not
going to. Oh, yeah.
And once the wife said, I can't hang out with you.
You can't crash at their place anymore.
I have a barbecue.
It's all of that stuff.
Hopefully. Once someone has the kid, I think that's it. Then you don't see him as much anymore. A wife, you can still hang out, but once a friend has like a kid, you're just kind of cooked on hangouts. Unless you also have the kid. People with kids hang out with each other.
Yeah.
Or you're just a really cool friend, and then the wife loves you and goes, "Come on over, even if the kids are here."
Yeah, but do you want to go in someone's house and they have like a little baby and like, oh, we got to change them? Oh, we got like, it's like, what am I doing here?
Kind
of. What am I doing here?
Like, hey, you want to have a six-pack and watch the Olympics? Like, no, we have a human child we're dealing with here. Why don't you go make yourself at home?
I also worst hangovers as an adult.
Oh, I have that on there, too.
I distinctly remember when I was, like, 22, telling some, like, 30-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh. They were like, oh, I'm so hungover. I was like, what's that?
No, literally, I remember it so specifically. My best friend's sister, she's, like, 6 or 7 years older than us. And, like, they would always be like, just you wait, just you wait. And in my mind, I was like, what a pussy. Like,
I will never feel that way.
And, like, once you hit 25, it's just, like, a slow decline just every year.
Waking up at, like, 8 a.m. on a Friday after a turbo Thursday, you're just like, wait, what are you guys talking about? Yeah. What is this hangover
going
thing?
Going to class, too.
Yeah, like, what are you talking? I'm a little tired, but, like, because I went to sleep at 4 a.m.,
I would and just, now like, it is.
I'm hungover right now from the weekend. That's why I sound like this.
I can't. Well, usually I don't get that hungover that much, but as I'm getting into my 30s now, I can't do 3 days in a row. I can only do like 2 days. Like really, the third day, I'm like, I don't want to.
I get sick after one.
Yeah, this is.
I can keep it going.
Yeah, you guys. I cannot. I wish I could. I wish I could have a brat summer, but I'm just not built for it. I'm built for August.
That clip of Charlie doing coke was so sick.
It's very
funny. The boiler room?
Yeah.
When she like, did it?
Are we confirmed that she did cocaine down there?
For sure.
Wasn't, maybe when she was hitting a cig? Hitting a vape?
No, she would have done
she
that.
She would do that. Yeah.
She was
bumping that.
Doing she was line.
bumping that.
Okay.
Queenie.
I really like the song on her album with Lord. I'm like obsessed with it right now.
Oh.
Honestly, I was speechless
when I woke up to your voice note. You tell me how you've been feeling. Let's work it out on the remix.
Oh, I love it.
Because for the last couple of years, I've been at war with my body. I try to stop myself thinner and then I gained all the weight back. She believed my possession.
Of course he knows it. It's fucking the Lord's only song for the last 5 years.
Girl, you
okay, Matt.
Viral on TikTok.
Wait, can I say what the line she says is so weird? She's like, when I was 15, someone said
when I was 10.
When I was,
you walk like girl, you walk like a bitch.
When I was 10, someone said that.
And it's just self-pretend.
The grammar is weird. She should have said, when I was 10, someone said you walk like a bitch.
No, I understand what they said, but like, what do you mean you walk like a bitch?
It's just a weird insult to like a 10-year-old.
Thing that a girl would say about you.
And she like held on to that?
Yeah.
Like,
you walk like a bitch. And you're like, what?
You walk like a bitch is so funny. What does that mean?
You walk like a bitch?
Like a bitch to you.
Total sidebar. Have you seen any, I don't know if you guys will know this or if this is on your algorithm, the TikToks of these two guys who will go up to other people at car shows and just recite Fast and the Furious words line for line. Dude, it is the funny.
Yeah.
It'll be like a clip of a guy at a car show with his car and they go like, what's up, Holmes? What's your name? And he goes, I don't know, Tommy. Goes, typical white boy name. Anyway, they call me Hector. What are you running under there? You race for pink slips? And the guy is just like, has no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
And they do like the, it's like a whole genre.
That's
and I,
very, very
oh,
funny.
It's so, it makes me laugh
do
so
they ever
hard.
Catch it?
No, but they'll just be like, huh?
Are majority of the people too, like older?
Yeah, it's always like some That's older dude funny. And it's like two kids who are just reciting these words
oh,
line
man,
for line.
Get so about a cuh.
My neighbor, he collects cars like that. He has so many. He also has, he keeps like 1, 2, 3, 4, like 7 cars. 8 in his driveway in
Insane.
Garage, but then he also has a storage unit of them.
And so is your neighbor like Jerry Seinfeld?
He'll like switch them out, but he is like the nicest, silliest, like cutest man. And I feel like if someone did that to him, like he would be like a pink slip. Like, oh my God, like, what are you talking about? Like,
you can have my car.
Yeah.
I feel like when rich guys get car stuff, like that, it's just nerdy stuff, but they have enough money to collect. It's like Pokemon cards, but for guys with the billions of dollars to just collect cars.
He has like a really cool one that had a cool story, but I don't remember because like I don't care about that stuff. But very fun for him and people who care about that kind of thing.
I'll say a bad thing about being an adult is, like, I don't think this happened to me in the recent time at all, but when your alarm clock fails, like, when you're a kid, your mom will wake you up for school.
Right.
If you're an adult, you're just fucked.
Yeah.
You'll miss work. You'll miss something.
Yeah, my parents would leave before school.
My mom would. So my bedroom was upstairs, and I'm such a light sleeper. This was before I slept with a box fan. She would be downstairs, and she would literally be like, Carly. And I'd wake up. I'm not even kidding. I'd be like.
My mom would go, good morning, good morning. Oh. I was like, shut up, Sydney.
Yeah, that's an annoying ass wake up.
Mine's yelling at the end of the stairs. Aaron! Well, also, we had an intercom, so it would go direct. It was directly into my room, too.
Oh, and she's like, Aaron, Maureen.
My mom would make music. That'd be fun. Four glasses of hot chocolate in sippy cups and would gently
sippy cups.
Like,
because first thing you're drinking in the day is hot chocolate.
She would pull Jesus. the blanket down
for kids.
Yeah, and it would just be put in your hands while you're still sleeping, and you would wake up and just like, oh, there's a hot chocolate like in my hand.
That's
and
then incredible.
It was the most gentle wake up.
Is this the North Pole?
Yeah, he's like cap on.
Even like in not cold months.
Oh yeah, no, every single day, all four of us, hot chocolate first thing in the morning, silent, just here you go.
You should have Adam do that for you now.
And then you wake up.
Did you guys all share rooms? Like, what was this?
We did bunk beds, okay, in each of us. And me and Sam had a room, and Duran and Johnny had a room.
Oh.
But it is quite a nice way to wake up with like a warm beverage in your hand that you don't need to do anything for. Oh.
That's what I feel like when I wake up because the coffee's already done.
Life upgrade. Do you guys use the sleep feature on your iPhone for your alarm?
No.
Okay, there's the regular alarm, which are all just like, and it's all just like this. It all starts at full volume. If you use the sleep feature, they have a separate set of like the most gentle sounds, like bird sounds, ocean sounds, and it starts silent, and it takes like 3 minutes to get the full volume, and it has literally changed my life. I have the bird sound one, so in my alarm now it's just, and it gets like louder and louder, and then you're waking up to like, oh, the bird sounds are going off.
That's nice. Yeah.
That's nice. And it's the sleep. So it's not the alarm. It's you have to put it in like sleep mode, and then you don't need to touch it. It just does the same.
You have to pick the ringer.
Ding, 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 ding.
But it starts at full volume. That's like the jolt of like whatever your alarm is of like.
No, mine goes slow.
It starts slow to.
And it gets
interesting.
How do you do sleep mode?
I'll show you after.
Okay, don't forget. I feel like we always say stuff on the podcast. Like, tell me this after.
It's like one of the focus. Like, you know, when you scroll down to do not disturb.
We have a hatch alarm clock that Patricia does that, like, gets brighter.
Oh, yeah, how is that?
But it's not on my side of the bed. So, like, Patricia, like, I'm like, can you turn off the fucking hatch? And, like, and every time I go up just to try to, like, shut off the white noise, I turn something else on, and I'm just like, that's not my responsibility. You should be getting up anyways.
So is it, like, a nicer way to wake up for her? Like, does she like it?
Yeah, she likes it. And I do like it, too, because, like, I can, even, like, when I open up my eyes and I don't have to look at my phone, if I see the hatch, like, slowly glowing, like, softly, like, I know that there's probably 20 more minutes of, like, sleep left, and it gets brighter and brighter. So it's like you're almost waking up with, like, the sunrise in a weird way. I like it.
Is it because your room's, like, really dark? Because I feel like my room's bright in the morning anyway.
Well, just our window. I don't want to say exactly. Well, I don't think we just have intense curtains, and it's very dark and stuff. We like to just incubate and...
Oh, I know. Like, being in a womb is the best. My room's never, like, that dark, though.
I would much rather wake up with the sun at all. Oh. I do not like...
a pitch black
room. People who are, like, blackout curtains, all of that. I'm like, I'm waking up, and it feels like it's the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You, like...
Like, at a hotel, if I forget to open the curtains and they are blackout, you can't wake up when it's blackout curtains. It's impossible.
And I feel like your body already kind of knows when, like, the light's coming in. And
I agree.
It's time to get up.
Somebody just had a TikTok, and I was like, this is not real. But they were like, I went to bed at like 8, and then I woke up at 9, and I thought it was 9 a.m., and I went downstairs, I made breakfast, blah, blah. And I'm like, you didn't realize it was dark outside the whole time?
Liar.
I don't think it's true.
That's actually one of the signs of Alzheimer's.
Oh, shit.
That's,
not knowing what...
When you look at the clock and you can't tell if it's a.m. or p.m., that was one of the first things that happened to my aunt when she got Alzheimer's. Like,
your aunt has Alzheimer's?
She passed away, but that was one of the first signs where she would, like, call my mom at, like, 3 a.m. and be like, well, I thought it was, 3 in the afternoon. And mom was like, no, it's 3.
And sundowning is a huge problem.
Yeah. What's that?
Well, that's right when the sun starts setting. People who are having like early onset, they get just really squirrely. They're very uncertain about like
what's to come. Is it 6 in the morning or 6 at night?
They get anxiety. They're just like... They just don't know what to like kind of do with themselves.
Yeah.
I feel like you might be interested in this. There's a book I want to read, and it's true. It's about this family that I think they have 12 kids, and 6 of them have schizophrenia.
Yes, I've heard about this documentary, and I just don't know if I have the guts for it. But is it really disturbing?
I don't know. I was looking for documentaries, and someone said, like, this is a weird, because I like weird documentaries, and they're like, this is a very strange, like,
6
interesting
of 12 kids have schizophrenia.
Yeah, and so it was really good for science, because they 50%. Were, like, trying to figure out how it,
weird
you know.
Was it a straight up gene? How many friends have you lost to schizophrenia?
None. What do you mean?
Well, except for that one guy that emails us all the time.
Okay, you get schizophrenia.
You better cut that out. I don't want him to come kill me as well.
Yeah. Schizophrenia starts really kicking in like in your early 20s, like when you're like just fully become an adult. And it's sad. Like just like a friend, you start getting like weird DMs from them and you're like, are you okay? Like, this is just so weird. You were like totally normal and like something just seems off.
Another bad thing about being an adult.
Yeah. Yes. You just lose people just in general.
Or like you get something.
Yeah. And I had a friend who was just making the weirdest Facebook statuses. And I'm just like, dude, what are you talking about right now? Like, I felt like he was trolling me or just he was like really drunk or like on drugs. But it kept going on for months at a time. And then we finally reached out to his parents and we're like, we're kind of concerned about him. And they go, he has schizophrenia.
Oh.
Sad. And then it's like, oh, now it's like they almost like have like a... I mean, is it like a... it's not a disability. It's a disorder.
It's a disorder. Yeah, I don't know.
I was thinking about this the other day. It's probably well documented, but like we don't have schizophrenia. What happens if we take anti-schizophrenia drugs? Do we become like superhuman? Like really,
like really organized?
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Like,
what drug is it?
I don't know, but there are drugs for anti-schizophrenia. I mean, it probably does nothing good for you. But I was just amazing. I don't know why it popped in my head the other day. I was like, if you just
go on a little trip.
Yeah, just like take it. Be like, do you turn into Limitless? Because it's like, oh, your personality is dialed the fuck in.
What would happen if you took schizophrenia medication and you don't have schizophrenia?
What if you didn't know you had schizophrenia and
it worked?
Your life changed and you felt better.
Oh, and you already felt better? Yeah. What does it say, Matthew?
Antipsychotic medications. I mean, you'll still get the side effects of like drowsiness, weight gain, dry mouth, constipation, and their sedative effects, which can lead in difficulties of concentration, memory. I don't think
nothing
it's any
fun.
Good. Nothing good. Nothing good.
That's what they want you to think.
Big pharma.
And it probably will take paradoxical effects like increased agitation, anxiety, or depressive symptoms.
It's like
make you
Adderall.
More.
Okay, everyone do their RFK impression.
Are you kidding me?
I've already done it on this podcast.
I know, but Ben Cons is so good.
Fun of like someone.
No, it's you're not making fun. It's just doing an impression. All right, folks, that's the best—the Donald Trump impression.
All right, folks, crazy comma.
Matt Grippy's.
Matt, he was doing it at the.
I asked him at like a pool party. I go, do Trump, and he just does. He didn't even get one word out. He just went like. so good.
And he explains. He goes, first you present the string and then you pull the string and that's what it is. You just have a string in the middle that you're
he's so funny.
Oh, he's the best.
I know, I love Grippy. Follow Matt Grippy on TikTok. He's hilarious.
Please,
everybody.
I know he deserves all the
he
attention.
Does it's like one of my favorite types of humor,
right,
to be
been
honest
going for
yeah
a while.
We've been that's a good episode. We'll see you next week, everybody. Thanks for writing in,
tuning in, writing in,
register to vote.
Can we start putting that
blue.
In our bio?
Yeah, we should. Also, yeah, we'll see you next week.
What? Bye.